Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life service for Wednesday, September 7th, 2016. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, good to be here.
And Michael Kelly here is here as well, producing the show and chiming in now and then. Welcome, Michael.
Good evening, everyone.
And we see that there are quite a few folks in the chat room. I'd like to welcome all of you as well, and welcome to those who are listening to the archive of this program. We appreciate the time you're spending with us. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, ICMH Church also has several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical topics, and Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone and metaphysical courses as well as degrees and diploma programs at tfuniversity.org. Now, tonight, as customary, I'd like to read our abbreviated principles of belief, and these are abbreviated, as I said. The full expanded versions are on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. We have 9 principles of belief, and tonight, take special note of number 4, because we're going to be talking about that after I read them. So here's our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Number 1, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And again, you can read the full version of these on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. Now tonight, the topic that I want to start with anyway is dealing with viewpoints that are different than yours. Another title for this could be tolerance, or tolerance versus intolerance. So to kind of get us started, I'm going to have Michael read a card from our inner oracle card deck. These cards are basically what we teach, not only in the church, but also in our metaphysical degree programs and courses. So, Michael, if you'd read card number 35, please.
All right, card number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
Okay, good. Thank you. And I'll have you read the other card here in a few minutes. Just I'll let you know when. So, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Tolerance. Now, we live in a world that apparently is having a real hard time overcoming racism, prejudice, bigotry, and so forth. And this can be expressed in so many ways. It's expressed against the gay and lesbian community. It's expressed against women. It's expressed against minorities. It's expressed against those with different religious views, depending on which country you're in. And here's the point. You know, diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It's an evolutionary constant. Diversity is the name of the game when you look at everything you can see all around you, everywhere, creation, everywhere. Diversity is the thing, and there's nothing wrong with diversity. Here, a week or so ago, I was watching an episode of the documentary Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman. The episode was What Makes a Terrorist? And they made an incredible point, and I've been thinking on this for some time, for a few days now, and how much sense that it makes. Basically, the point is that you see these groups who hate, who express hatred, and what they end up doing is they end up dehumanizing others. Now think about that for a minute. They dehumanize others. And, you know, I had to admit that we kind of all do that. It's expressed and displayed in a number of ways. For example, think about the person behind the screen in a particular forum, and they get all angry and they're mean and they say unkind things. I mean, we've seen it so many times, right? They have that veil of anonymity. Nobody knows who they are, so they can say whatever they want. Well, they don't view the other people on the other side of that screen as humans. They've dehumanized these people. So they can say whatever they want with careless disregard. That's just, that happens. And you look at others who criticize whoever it is, minorities or those of different ethnicities or gay and lesbian community, and they dehumanize them. They hate them. And we see hate groups, gangs dehumanize others, other gangs, other people in public, and so they end up shooting them and so forth. It's such a common thing. And then we get a, and I'll speak for myself, I suppose, but I know many do. You read in the news about how somebody said this or this mean thing, this unkind thing, or maybe a current, you know, presidential candidate's made another racist or misogynist comment. And then we tend to dehumanize them. We ridicule them. Now, in fairness, sometimes it's righteous indignation, which is fine, but we have to be careful with that too, the righteous indignation, because we don't want to go overboard. There's so many cases of this, and one of the reasons I'm talking about this particular point tonight is it needs to be said repeatedly. You never know who might listen to this program, and so there's a number of points I want to make on it, but the reason it came up today is Dr. Sandra from South Africa emailed me and talked about this particular Christian fundamentalist preacher who is either going to South Africa, I believe that's the case, or has just been. I think he's going. His name's Stephen L. Anderson from Tempe, Arizona. He's a Baptist preacher who basically made the comment, I believe, to kill the gays because that's what the Bible says, you know, Leviticus, blah, blah, blah. And he's just, you know, the latest Christian fundamentalist who's trying to rise to the top, I guess, and make a name. But he goes on and on and on about how gays should die. It's a capital crime, deserves capital punishment. And I have no time for individuals like him. And frankly, they're a dime a dozen as Christian fundamentalists. And some of you may not like what I'm going to say. That's fine, because that's the whole point here. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. I don't need you to do that. Take what you want and leave the rest. But the fact is that there are many religious fundamentalists of all flavors around the world. You know, we like to, Americans like, and others like to criticize the Middle East and the Muslims and all that. But we have Christian fundamentalists right here in this country that border on being religious terrorists. They don't necessarily kill people, but they do assassinate with their words. And this Stephen L. Anderson is no different. He's just the latest one, and you can find him everywhere. And, you know, this guy protests against gays a lot, and methinks he doth protest too much. And by his own word, one interviewer asked him when he changed, how did he learn this? And he said when he was 17, he read the Bible cover to cover, and that's when he began to change and change his thinking on this. And I'm telling you, I think he protests too much, and I think there's a lot of them who doth protest too much, if you get what I'm saying. They have to convince themselves that they're not gay. And many of them are closet gays, and they just can't admit it. Now, we could go on and just, just criticize these people, and then we would be dehumanizing. The fact is, this dude, Stephen L. Anderson, has a family, has several kids. In fact, one of the videos he made of his diatribe of hate was in a car driving with his kids in the back seat. You know, it's tantamount to child abuse. It's not healthy. But the fact is, he's got a family. Okay, he's a human being. He's clearly way off and doesn't get it, but he's still got a family, and I'm sure he loves his kids, and I'm sure his kids love him, and so forth. You see what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to draw up some middle ground. Yes, people do things, and they shouldn't do those things. Remember, do no harm, do right. And if he would just remember that, do no harm, do right, you know, how much better his message would be. And that goes with any other of these Christian fundamentalist preachers or Islam or whoever. It doesn't matter the religion. It's the message. Is the message of hate? Is it intolerant? Is it putting people down? Is it doing harm? Well, then it's not healthy. It's not good. And so ICMH Church has made a long ago made a stand for equality, for tolerance, for respecting other people's right to believe as they will. I don't personally care what anybody believes, as long as they do no harm and do right. Don't hurt other people. Don't be mean. Don't be unkind. Don't put people down. You know, if somebody disagrees with you, well, so what? If you disagree with somebody else, so what? And I want to pound that in. Somebody has a different viewpoint than you, so what? Who cares? So what? This is a big, you know, let's turn the lights on here. Sometimes we get so aggravated because, you know, somebody doesn't agree with us, or they don't think like we do, or maybe they get aggravated with us because we don't think like they do. My question is, so what? So what? Who cares? Let them believe the way they want. You believe the way you want. And we've talked about this many times. And recently we talked about how students, they enroll in the degree program. They're all excited. They want to tell somebody. They tell their family, their friends, only to get put down and criticized because, you know, this is not a real degree, and, you know, all the crap that they hear. And it's ignorance. It's lack of awareness. It doesn't matter. So what? You don't want to think it's a real degree? That's fine. Who cares? I don't care. It's important to me. This is what I've decided to do. And this is what I'm going to do. So thanks for your opinion, but I didn't ask for it. You know, so you see the so what point here. If somebody doesn't agree with you, so what? If you don't agree with somebody else, so what? Some of these people on this planet think that their way is the only way, you know, e.g. Stephen L. Anderson and all the other fundamentalists like him think that their way is the only way. Of course, they blame it on God. Well, it's not. I didn't invent this. I didn't say this. It's God saying it in the Bible. And the interesting thing is he quotes from the Old Testament, also known as the Hebrew Scriptures, which features a dysfunctional God that should be tried for crimes against humanity. Now, you know, at least he could do is follow the example of the Jesus is written in the New Testament or the Greek Scriptures. You know, even though there's no secular evidence that person ever existed, at least some of the message was much better, one of love. And so, anyway, let's go to the next card that I want you to read, son. This is wild card number 5, please.
All right, wild card number 5, don't hate. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right, to self and others.
So the message here is don't hate. And any religion that promotes hate or fear is not healthy, and most of them do in some way. So we have to learn and grow ourselves. We have to evolve ourselves to understand that's their message. That's them. That's their belief system. And yes, it harms others, but you don't have to expose yourself to it. You don't have to be a part of that. And it can be any negative relationship or any toxic relationship of any kind, whether it's with a religion or whether it's with a spouse or partner or anything. We don't have to live that way. We don't have to get involved in any arguments over beliefs or differences of beliefs. Because it just doesn't matter. Nobody's belief is necessarily more valid than any other. Now, I say that with there's a fine line there too. I mean, if somebody's belief means that they go out and kill other people because they don't believe like them, well, that's obviously not a valid belief. It's not healthy. It's not a good thing to have. So, if we always keep in mind, do no harm, do right, don't hate, you know, diversity is the way of the universe. If we keep those things in mind, and when somebody disagrees with us, we, in our mind at least, we say, so what? It doesn't matter. You disagree? Okay, fine. I'm not going to get into an argument over it. It doesn't matter whether you agree or not. Dr. Hunter, anything you want to add to this?
Well, it's such a big, big topic, and
yeah,
I've been, it brings to mind, I have been focused a lot on what's happening in North Dakota. For those of you who don't know, the Lakota Sioux and Standing Rock is a sacred place that everybody's thousands and thousands now of over 100 tribal nations have come together to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. And I'm amazed to see still that there are comments on Twitter and Facebook and the racist remarks, the pro-Christian remarks about, well, those Indians get all our money and, you know, let them have their land and we'll keep all the paychecks. There's so much miseducation that there's no accurate historical accounting for what has happened the last, you know, the last 50 years, let alone the last 500 years. And it's amazing that people would want to hate without having any knowledge, without having information. And that's what I call a really low frequency. You know, it's that there's a lot of cognitive dissonance, as we say. It's who serves what. But I tell you what, this particular event is the biggest in history. At least in recent history, there has never been this many tribal nations to come together in over 100 years. And it's just huge. The message is about water and to protect the rights of good water, because this pipeline wants to run through a huge, major waterway that will affect drinking water to 18 million people, let alone destroy the artifacts and sacred sites of the Lakota people. You know, it's the kindness of our Red Nations people to not be embittered, to be kind, to be good, to be protectors rather than protesters, to be welcoming of anyone who wants to join, of all the four races, as they say. You know, never has there been a people so persecuted as Red Nations people throughout all of North and South America. We could include Africa, we could include a lot of places, but right here, right at home. and they continue to be kind. To be a warrior doesn't mean you hate. To be a warrior means that you fight for what's right, so that do no harm, do right is exactly what they are exemplifying right now. And you know, I couldn't have this conversation tonight without bringing this up, Dr. Kelly, because I am, you know, pro North Dakota, and but I have connections there, and I have connections with Red Nations people. So yeah, but it's just when people don't understand, when people are uneducated, even if you're a pro-capitalist and you want all the pipelines in the world, it doesn't mean you have that, there's still that capacity to hate people and prefer them all to be annihilated. And it's, of course, I'm going to tell you right there, it not only is about business and governments and corporations and so on, but it's about the church and state together, how they have decided that, you know, they're all barbaric animals and not really people. And there's still people who feel that way, still people who think that way. The only way we're going to rise above all this is with education, which is part of what we're doing here tonight. So yes. That's my little soapbox for the moment. But to continue to educate people about not just tolerance, but exactly what is more accurate history and what's brought us to this moment, and then we can begin to change. People are so willing to believe the reality that's given to them. And of course, it's always subjective. But if somebody tells you to believe in God and Jesus Christ, and you say, okay, Mom and Dad, I guess I'll have to believe that. I don't know what that is. And we do that. We take it on because we have that willingness to trust. But we also have this ability for critical thinking and this extraordinary intelligence to evolve and to rise above. And that's what all of us here and everybody in the chat and all the people at IMHS and yourselves, the Kellys, you know, we're all in this together and we're all doing that. But I would just ask everybody to please spread that along a little bit. Just ask people to educate themselves. Ask them to do some reading. Point them in a direction. Don't tell them what to believe. Just point them in a direction, and it'll be helpful, we hope.
Good points, and I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, that's just one of the many things that go on where people hate Native Americans, indigenous peoples in different countries and so forth. So the point is, let's not dehumanize people. And frankly, the people, there are people on this planet who are dehumanized, but they do it more to themselves than anyone else. You take somebody who just goes out and murders other people, they're no longer human. They're some animal. They're not human. They've dehumanized themselves. People who are bigots, racists, misogynists, they have dehumanized themselves. And, you know, that's what they've done to themselves. And we have to call it out. People who say things like that a certain type of class of people, group of people should die, you know, like gays and lesbians, transgenders, you know, that's just wrong. It's hate. It's, they have dehumanized themselves. And, you know, but we don't want to dehumanize. We understand they're humans. That doesn't mean we're going to let them get away with what they're saying. Because we have to apply a little back pressure here to tell the other side of this story. But the fact is that humans are humans. We don't know where we came from. Okay, this whole God of the Bible or God of the Quran or whatever it is, that God there doesn't exist. And frankly, I wouldn't want to serve that kind of God anyway. Now, whether it's a creator or not, I don't know. But the fact is that all of these ideas that people have about hate, about what group is better than another group, about what color of skin is better than another color, they're just thoughts that originated in some bigot's mind and then grew from there. It doesn't make it real. Just because there's over a billion Christians on the planet does not make Christianity real. Just because people believe that the Bible is true from God does not make it so. When I was knocking on doors as a Jehovah's Witness years ago, I hated to come across an atheist. Why? Because we no longer had any common ground. I always used the Bible as an authority. Well, if they didn't believe in the Bible, I no longer had that authority. Couldn't find any agreement. And that's the point, is that It's all just stuff. We don't know all the answers. We're looking for the answers. And so we have to cooperate and get along with one another. Get away from the tribal warfare. Get away from the hatred. Get away from the bigotry and the racism. All of that stuff. We got to get away from it. So don't dehumanize others. And if you find yourself dehumanizing somebody when you're driving down the road and they're not driving very well, we can dehumanize them. Just remember, they might have stuff going on that we don't know. We've all been in that driver's seat. We've got something on our mind. We've got problems. We've got something, and we're not all the way there. And, you know, we got to give people a little bit more of a break than we tend to do. So that's that for tonight on this. Let's get into drawing some cards for those who would like them. If you'd like a card drawn from our Inner Oracle card deck, please do so. Michael's going to be drawing the cards tonight and reading the commentary, and then.
Well, I have to come clean on this, everyone. I'm on my laptop and I am not at home. I forgot my cards. I'm dog and house sitting this week and having a great time, I might add. So I'm back and forth and I forgot my cards. So
I wasn't going to say anything.
It's okay. So all the pressure's on Michael now.
Ooh.
All yours, Michael. Okay. I'm going to try and keep track of this and help you out here, Michael. So we have
Teresa, I think, Swigert.
Teresa's first. All right.
I think so.
Let's do that, Teresa.
All right. And I have card number one, Perfection. And that is a perfect card.
Ooh, yay. No pun intended.
Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
Well, I think that one's pretty self-explanatory, Teresa, so I mean, that's a good one. Good reminder, too. To move forward, we have Darlene next. Nice to have you here, Darlene. And this card is for you, Michael.
All right. And I have card number 27, Gains.
Interesting.
Every choice and action has a trade-off and result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and the price is denial of the truth of a situation or behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits. Healthy decisions are sure to bring about positive results and satisfying gains.
You know, you might also consider to trade up. You know, like trading off and trading up. And you can create a momentum of a physical energy, you know. It's like the application of that energy. Interesting. Good one, I think. Tabitha is next, Michael.
All right.
Think and visualize, Tabitha.
All right. I'm visualizing.
Right. Here we go.
And very good card. Wild card number 7, Hope.
Good one.
Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last fail-safe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
That's a good one. It's a good one. It always sustain that hope energy. It's a good one.
Well, and that's the thing that, you know, ICMH Church offers as well as part of our 9 principles of belief, that hope, that this is not all there is, that we don't have to just have a life of difficulty and adversity and then die. You know, there's something beyond, and there's compelling reasons for that hope. It's not just some wishful thinking, you know. So hope is important. Who's next? Fran?
Fran. There you go. Fran is next. Michael.
All right. I am pulling a card for Fran. Visualizing. All right. And I have number 39, education.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
I like
it. So education kind of fits right in with what we've been talking about. All of these
Absolutely.
Do really in their own way.
Absolutely.
All right, so
Dr.
Tracy,
Phyllis, I think. Did I miss something? Me too, please, is Phyllis.
Yep.
Right before
right.
Tracy B.
Okay.
All right. All right, I'm drawing a very special card for Phyllis. And let's see, we have number 21 in the spirituality suite, insight and wisdom, and suit, excuse me. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment and seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding, as well as to discover potential solutions.
Yeah, insight and wisdom, isn't that what we're talking about tonight? Don't hate.
Absolutely.
Don't put others down. Don't dehumanize. All right.
It is so. Well, that one's for you, Phyllis. Now we have Tracy B. Good to have you here, Tracy. Haven't seen you in a while. It's always good to touch base and catch up. So Michael is focusing on your energy right now. Go for it, Michael.
All right. And I have number 14, energy shift, new chapter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new.
You know, that's always really profound moment of, I always say that it's turning the page of life, you know, making that energy shift. And sometimes when you're right in the bubble of it, it can feel really uncomfortable. But you know that there's this anticipation of something around the corner. So I always say, wow, that curiosity really keeps me going, you know. So good for you, Tracy. Big one.
So do we have anyone else that's asked for a card?
I have not seen anybody else, but if you would like a card drawn for you right now, please put your name in the chat really quickly, and we'll do that.
And while we wait for, did you have something you wanted to?
No.
Okay.
Don't get me started. I'll get on another soapbox.
Well, okay. Here's another soapbox to get on. Not really, but sort of, kind of, but not really. Maybe that was pretty definitive, huh? I'm not indecisive. Well, maybe sometimes I am. No, not really, though. Okay. Another point, thought that I had that I thought I'd talk about when I got a chance was reconciling one's past. You know, we talked about dehumanizing, right? And we think about it, there's a lot of times we tend to dehumanize ourselves, you know, our older or younger selves, I should say, way back, the things we did, mistakes we made, maybe embarrassing episodes we had, whatever it happens to be.
We're just stupid.
Yeah, sometimes we were just stupid, you know.
Stupid.
And there's a difference between being stupid and just lacking awareness. But that's the point I want to focus on is we lacked awareness. We lacked experience. And so sometimes we have these things that we feel guilty over. I mean, most everybody does over something or some things. And you know what? You got to give yourself a break. That younger you was less experienced, less aware. The only reason you even feel guilty about it now is because you've grown in awareness, and so it troubles you. But you've got to give yourself a break. You did the best you could at the time with the knowledge, resources, experience, awareness you had at the moment. You can't expect to behave today with tomorrow's level of experience and awareness. So that's just an ongoing thing. It's our path. So when you reconcile your past, it means you need to forgive yourself. You need to cut yourself a break. You'd probably cut the same break to anybody you loved and knew. So do that for yourself. Whatever it is you're feeling guilty about, let it go. Release the need to feel guilt. There is no value in guilt. Guilt is a pointless, wasted human emotion. Now, you can regret things. We all do. But the point is you learn the lesson, you make amends if possible, if necessary, and then you move forward guilt-free. Don't harbor any of that guilt that you may have been doing, because it's eating your soul alive, and you know what I'm talking about. It's just a deliberate decision. You did the best you could. Let it go. You know, and honestly, we look back at some of those points that we maybe feel embarrassed about or feel guilty about. You know, so what? It's, you know, like my favorite two words tonight. So what? So what? So what? So what? So what? You know, did it really change the path of the cosmos? No. You know, did it realign the heavens? No. It was just one of those things we do. That's part of being human. We learn our lessons. We gain experience. And then we don't do that anymore. You know, if you could go back in time and meet your former self, you know, your younger self, what would you tell him? What advice would you give him? Oh, man, be careful of this thing coming up. You don't want to screw that up. And so you tell them that, they don't screw it up, and then later on they screw something else up because they didn't know any better. But now you do. You learn the lesson.
You know, I just had a conversation with somebody a couple of weeks ago about owning our stupid, which is very different. I might
own your stupid. I like that.
Own your stupid. Which I don't want people to get the idea that I'm talking about any kind of trauma or other events that were out of our control, you know, when we've been victimized. That's not what we're talking about. I'm just simply saying here, we've all looked back at decisions and saying, OMG, you know, that sheesh. But rather than justifying why we made that decision or why we did those things, just own your stupid. You know, this, when we own the stupid, it's very liberating, I might tell you, because we're all just folks doing folk things, you know? We're people. And a lot of times I look back and I go, oh, I was just so stupid then, or that was just one of the stupidest things I've ever done in my life. And I tell you, it's freedom. So if you stop and think about that for a moment, everybody, just own your stupid and move forward. But the other thing, Dr. Kelly, we read a paper the other day, and I hope you don't mind. I'm going to share this anyway. We had a student write. You know, the student wrote in one of her assignments that she's been in lots of situations.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we did. We just cracked up. That's one of the funniest things. I mean, she just coined a whole new term.
And
it's become one of my favorites. I even think it when I'm, you know, I'm driving here, driving there. I've got a busy day, and I'm thinking, oh, this is the situation. And it's like, okay, don't be stupid, just own it. So that's just fun. It's just fun. And oh, so Darlene just said, should we release our inner stupid? Oh, just make peace with it. Just make peace with it and let it go. I mean, it just, some things are just dumb, aren't they? Really. And again, it's in that understanding that as long as we're evolving and we're growing and we keep educating ourselves and we know we're better today, if you keep repeating a mistake or an error, that's more than stupid. You know, that's beyond dumb. Or as I had a wonderful theater teacher would say, that's stupid with a double O, which that puts us in a whole other world. So not to worry about that. But when, you know, we hopefully rise above it and move forward and just make fun of ourselves. And that's where put it into the humor box. As long as we can, again, own it and just be good about being stupid, then we're good. And really, it is having humor. It is seeing the lighter side of it because life is already so hard, isn't it? So don't be hard on yourself. Don't be hard on other people. Let's just rise above and have a giggle or two.
All right. Good points. Good new coin terms and all that.
Have you got a situation on your hands? Yeah. I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh. Fine.
All right. So we have talked about a lot tonight. Tolerance, not hating. Don't dehumanize. We talked about perfection, gains, hope, education, insight, and wisdom, energy shifts, and new chapters. So we talked about a lot of different things, and I hope that you found some value in this. We appreciate everyone's time tonight with us, as always, and quite a few folks in the chat room. We appreciate that. Let other people know if you found value in this. Maybe they will, too. And if you are not in one or have graduated from one of our programs, degree programs, consider it. Go to metaphysicsinstitute.org and take a look at our degree programs. There's a lot of valuable down-to-earth life skills and knowledge and the training you want for whatever your metaphysical career might be, whether it's spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis. There's several there, quite a few of them actually. So visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. If you just want to take a single course, then visit tfuniversity.org. It's our training, Thomas Francis University, where we have single courses as well as other diplomas and degrees as well. So, again, thanks to everybody. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. Thanks to Michael. And thanks to me for being here. We appreciate it. Thanks to all of you for understanding about last week. Had to cancel due to weather, even though I did get on for 35 minutes. But that's another story. So, folks, we'll see you next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.